This episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've been considering starting a podcast but have no idea where to start and really not much in the way of time, head on over to carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide and I will send you the ultimate podcasting guide. This thing is going to cover everything that you need to think about when starting a podcast and give you a rough outline of the costs involved. So that's carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide. Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today I want to talk about connection. I want to do that because it's been inspired by my conversation with Shara Carruthers. I really want to talk about it because I think sometimes we give up our power very easily. You know, we hand over responsibility to other people to make us feel good about ourselves, and it's not very healthy. And really, nobody else makes us feel anything, you know. It's all an external mirror to what's going on inside us. And today I want to talk about connection. During my conversation with Shara, we spoke about connection and it just kind of kept on coming up. And for me, you know, my story is that for a long time there, I really craved connection. And so, you know, I started a business to fulfill that need within me, the Office Collective. And, you know, it was a dangerous territory because I was super, super, super emotionally invested in this business. And so, and I was codependent. I've spoken about it a number of times before because the success of the business or the rejection of the business was really personal. It became very personal to me. It was a personal rejection. And, you know, it's not healthy. But I just wanted to talk about connection because recently I've made a really conscious effort to understand that if I'm not feeling connected, it's not due to anybody else. It's due to me. And I looked at where my life needed some work, you know. I remember just before I started the Office Collective, I went on a retreat to Bali with a friend of mine, Krista Jane. And during that time, you know, we did this exercise that was like, you know, name your tribe. And I really struggled. You know, I really struggled to think about who are the people who I go to when I'm feeling shit? Who are the people who I go to when I need a laugh? Who are the people who are there for me? And this, I just have to preface this by saying, if you are in my life at this time, this isn't a reflection on you and our friendships. This is like personal stuff. This is shit that was going on within me that wasn't allowing for external connection because I wasn't really connected to myself. So you could have been the most supportive person in the world and you could have felt truly connected to me and, you know, because of my own shit, I haven't been able to really connect back. And so I've seen that as a disconnection, you know. I don't know if that makes a lick of sense, but it does to me. And I think if you've been in that kind of headspace, I think you probably will understand exactly what I mean. So, you know, I might have done a podcast on this, that, you know, I was having my birthday and it was really important to me to just forget all the shoulds. Like, I should invite this person, I should invite that person. And I literally just invited, you know, a couple of people that I really dug. I dug their vibe, I'd had some fun with them, and I wanted to get to know them better. So I invited four or five girls over. They were mostly randoms, and brought them together, and we had the best time. You know, I felt really connected. And, you know, this weekend just passed, I went to Pro Blogger on the Gold Coast, and I had a very similar experience where I felt like a deep sense of belonging. You know, I felt popular. I felt connected. You know, I felt like I was part of the cool gang. And that's not in a bitchy, nasty, negative way. I mean, I just felt a really deep sense of belonging, which in my life, you know, the feeling is familiar, but it's not constant. And there's been huge, huge gaps of years and years, and perhaps even decades, where I haven't felt that sense of belonging. You know, I started, like I said before, the Office Collective to fulfill a space within me that really craved deep connection and deep understanding. And so, you know, I started this co-working space to fill that need. And what actually ended up happening was, you know, I joined B School, Marie Folio's B School, and I started a random Facebook group for B Schoolers who might have been in the area, you know, Byron, Gold Coast kind of area. And I really didn't think that there would be anyone local. I thought, you know, maybe there would be a couple of people on the Gold Coast who are doing it, and it would be really cool to get together with them, you know, meet some more like-minded people. And so I started this little group of B-schoolers from Byron and the Gold Coast, and it just grew. Anyway, each week I would host about 10 of these local babes from the Gold Coast and from Byron and Ballina and Lismore, and we would get together once a week in my co-working space. And that was the highlight of every week for me, because the space felt alive. You know, it felt alive with connection and with love. And every single meeting, I think I cried. I cried because I was losing everything. You know, around me, my life was just kind of falling apart. And at the same time, it was miraculously all coming together. So, you know, my business was falling apart. I was hemorrhaging money. I was stressed to the hilt because I was so desperate to make this thing work. And at the same time, I had found my tribe. I had found people who understood me, who got me, who were there for me, who weren't afraid of my tears, you know, who would just lovingly listen to me bawling my eyes out and give loving, useful advice. And so, you know, when I closed the Office Collective, I lost a lot, but I gained what I was really looking for, which was connection and belonging. And yeah, I just wanted to record this because I just want to let you know that if you're feeling like that, if you're feeling like nobody understands you and that, you know, you don't have any sense of belonging, that you feel like a bit of an outcast, that, you know, you look around and you don't know who your tribe is, and you don't, you know, I know that feeling. I know that feeling, and it's not about what's around you. It's about what's within you. And you can choose something different for yourself. You can choose something different. You know, for me, how did that manifest? I've been in a few situations where I felt really like I didn't know anyone. When I moved to Nambucca, I knew nobody. And I literally had no real way of meeting anyone other than going to the gym. And at the gym, you know, it wasn't really like-minded people. So I looked at other ways that I could meet people, and I ended up joining COF's Coast BWN, the Businesswomen's Network, and I made some really fantastic connections. I ended up volunteering with them and, you know, made some friends that way, and that kind of extended out, and I made some more friends, and then, you know, but none of that would have happened if I had sat there just wishing for something different. And the same went for me with these B-schoolers, you know, like I could have easily not started that group. I could have easily not hosted a weekly get-together in my space. I could have easily waited for them to come to me or for someone else to do it. But if you want something to change, you have to make that step. You have to do the things you need to do in order to make that change. You know, it wasn't comfortable for me to put my hand up and host, but I did it, and I'm so glad I did, because my whole life has changed since then. It's all changed. I like myself so much more. I'm so much more connected to who I am, and I'm so much more connected to the people around me. And that all changed because I made a conscious decision to change it. So if there's something in your life, it doesn't have to be connection. You know, connection, you might be truly connected and be surrounded by amazing people, but this part of your life really sucks, or this part of your life really sucks. Well, you're the only one that can do something about that. And so I encourage you to look within too. So, you know, I could have blamed the people around me for my lack of, you know, connection. I could have blamed them for not really understanding me, but I didn't. Well, I did for a while. Let's be honest, I did do that until I decided to take full responsibility and really make some changes myself. So, you know, look within, because all of the answers are within you. All of the answers are within you. And if something isn't like gelling in your life, then it's a reflection of what's going on inside. You're feeling judged outside, you're judging yourself within. I can pretty much guarantee it. There is no judgment if there isn't judgment within. So that's it from me today, really. Just take a good hard look in the mirror. You know, there's one song that I just absolutely love, and every time I hear it, literally brings tears to my eyes, and that is Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Like, for so many different reasons, but the lyrics are just incredible, you know? Like, really, it all starts and ends with you. So go and stand in front of the mirror. Take a good hard look at yourself. Look into your eyes, you know? Like, really look at yourself and send yourself some serious love and compassion, you know? Because we all deserve that. You know, we're so free to give it to other people, and then we're so harsh and horrible to ourselves, and it doesn't do the planet any good, and it certainly doesn't do you any good. You deserve better. And that's it from me today. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out. This episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've been considering starting a podcast but have no idea where to start and really not much in the way of time, head on over to carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide, and I will send you the ultimate podcasting guide. This thing is going to cover everything that you need to think about when starting a podcast and give you a rough outline of the costs involved. So that's carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide.